This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show at 7.05. And oh my God, it's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Ah. The weekend. This is how we do it. I don't know. You don't have to do the whole thing. You know? You can if you want to. All right. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for tuning in. Already blue sky. The sunrise was gorgeous this morning. Did you guys see the sunrise on the wind? Just so pretty. Oh, God. The daily painting in the sky. Gorgeous. Oh.
How funny the textures. Look at this.
What?
I remember that scene when Christoph said that. Nice, Vinny. You can be romantic in your own way. Very Vinny.
My love is not fragile.
I thought that was profound.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It is profound. The profundity is stunning.
I was surprised by it. I kind of went, I could use a little of that in me.
Yeah.
I don't always have to be jumping off the cliff every time something happens.
Well, it's like you said earlier, you know, you used to be a very black and white guy, and you've realized with maturity that things are gray. There are, and gray can be beautiful,
right?
Top to bottom.
Well,
from silvery gray.
Yeah,
to
I mean,
charcoal gray.
There's no question. Now that we have a kid, like we were on the rocks for a minute there, and
after
we worked on
kid.
It. Yeah, we worked on it.
Yeah, and you made it through.
Well, and I wouldn't have. In my youth, I'd have been like, nah, what?
Right. Well, there was a kid in place,
right. Well,
so you had some motivation.
Yes, very much so.
With children come forced maturity. All right, it's time for the trash. We could do that. This report's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally, see, look at me, remember to do my sponsor. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and they offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com.
Great job.
Thank you. Just trying to earn my pay. I'm going to start with Amanda Bynes. So Amanda is a child star, was a child. When she was a child, she was a star. Over the last 7 years, maybe, the only thing she makes the news for is Crazy. I want to say she sort of got back on our radar around the time she said that she wanted Drake to murder her vahoo-hoo.
Woman area.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of
it was
hot.
It was kind of like, oh, look at her trying to break out of that Disney mold. Well, things spiraled from there.
If a lady said that to me, I'd be like, I will try my hardest. Mm.
I'm going to try and kill
in
that
the nicest
thing.
Way,
sure.
But you know what I mean.
Get
sure.
all stabby like, with it and just, you know, pound town and, you know.
I'll
hurt it real bad. I don't know if I'm going to murder it.
I really thought that was kind of hot. So I give her credit for that. But then as she made the news more and more, you started to go.
For worse and worse reasons.
Oh, she's, something's wrong.
Right. She's one of those people who is literally certifiable. She spent time in a unit. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't even know what you call that. A mental ward? What's the PC thing to say? Challenge, brain challenge location? In the end, her mom wound up being her conservator.
Good.
So she's got someone looking out for her.
Good.
And I want to say that actually she's still a total mess, and this story is going to show you that. For a while, it seemed like she was sort of getting her ass together.
Just because someone gets quiet, though, doesn't mean they're getting it together.
But
it just means they haven't done anything
recently. She was back on her meds, and they had, you know, found a good mix. And then she was going to fashion school, I think. And, like, she might have even been going to Parsons or something. Like
mental health facilities, though.
Oh, thank you. Mental health facility. God, that sounds... Why couldn't I pull that out? I'm like...
You can pull out 254,000 miles.
No, 250 period. That's how many miles above Earth.
Okay, whatever. You pulled that out, but you can't come up with mental health
facility? Well, listen, I'm not reading about mental health all the time. All right. I'm reading about sci-fi all the time.
How fast is speed of light again?
186,000 miles a second. Thank you. Anyway.
Mental
health
facility.
Thank you. Let me just brand that on my brain. So, I may be in need of those, one of those sooner than you think. Sooner than you think.
And while you're working on things, try to say whippets without smiling.
I can't.
Or having your face crack into a million pieces. Like, just keep your teeth covered.
Can you stop with that?
All right.
You're the one who wants to talk about it. You could have just ignored my S-eaten grin and moved on with your life.
Okay.
Anyway.
Right.
So Amanda Bynes is... she's trying to get married to some guy.
Why?
Love. Her mom is like, no, I'm your conservator and I hold the reins on that. So here's the deal. This guy, Paul Michael is his name. And they are affianced. Is that how you say engaged? It's like when you're someone's fiance, the two of you are affianced. Affianced. I don't know.
I didn't even use that word.
Fiance?
Yeah, I didn't even use that.
Yeah, we used it. Don't worry, we had it covered, no problem. You're betrothed.
Whatever.
Anyway, he got her a beautiful engagement ring for $49 on Amazon.com.
I was just going to say, oh my God, so he's legit. And then you go $49.
Yeah.
So he's not.
So it's a little Amazon bargain, and her family is saying, we are not going to let her marry.
Good.
Sources close to the family are telling TMZ, who is the source of everything, Amanda will never legally marry her fiance, Paul Michael, because her mother holds the keys to marriage, and she does not approve of this engagement. Amanda's mother is her conservator. Amanda cannot get married without her conservator's consent. The family feels it's not in her best interest to be married. They haven't even met this guy, but they heard about the $49 ring.
Yeah, the contract this guy's going to sign wouldn't be worth even... walking down the aisle.
They met in AA 2 months ago.
Okay.
So the family says, we don't even think he has a job.
Yeah.
So Amanda apparently had a boyfriend leading up to her relationship with this guy. So the family's saying, forget this guy. He's like a rebound guy, and we're not going to allow a marriage to happen.
All right, good.
Good luck to Amanda Bynes. I think that's actually quite a tragic story. I mean, she was a cute little Disney girl. Or one of those, you know, like a...
Nickelodeon.
What was the show she was on?
The Amanda Show.
Did you watch that?
Yes, I grew up with that show.
The
Amanda Show.
Named after Amanda.
Yeah. On Nickelodeon.
How old are you?
26.
How old is she, do you think?
I can look...
So you two were probably the same age.
I think she's like a couple years older than me, but yeah, around there.
She's 33.
She is a little bit older than me.
All right.
Ooh, wow.
She was really young on that show.
All right.
And she did graduate from fashion school.
Oh, did she?
In 2019.
Love to see her designs.
Anyway. So she has mental health problems. It's normal. And actually, lucky her, she had a super successful career that has her set up for life. Because not everybody with mental health issues does.
Right.
Have millions. What's she worth? Do we know?
Well, and with her mom as her conservator, I mean, you'd like to think that somebody's parent has their best interests at heart. And
10 million.
4 million.
4 million.
Ooh, wow. She could burn through that. Mm. Good thing she's got a conservator.
Right. Someone must have stopped the leak.
Yeah.
She had to have been worth more than that.
I have no idea. At her height, maybe. Was she a singer, too? Is she one of those girls who...
She was in the musical Hairspray when it came out.
But she's not, known as that.
No, she did a couple songs on there, but she's not known for it.
Okay. Anyway, good luck, Amanda Bynes. I believe Amanda is showing up in our Tuesday tattoo
report,
as well. So we'll let you know what her latest addition to her body art is on Tuesday. Is that what it's called, the tattoo report?
Yes.
That's simple enough,
yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Tuesday, what do you think, 7 o'clock?
Yeah.
Great.
Sounds good.
7
Your boy
o'clock.
Coming in?
Who, Laurent?
Yeah.
No, I was only kidding about that.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, if the tattoo thing gets some traction and takes off, you know, maybe we'll have guest tattoo artists in to, comment on this week's tattoos.
Well, yeah, have them bring some ink.
You want to get inked up right here on the show.
Why wouldn't we?
We? Yeah, I'm not going to get a tattoo.
23 years, Sarah. Come on.
Yeah. Get a 23 on you.
Okay. I'm just going to. It's Friday. I love you. I'll do whatever you need me to do.
All right. All right. Good. Well, then what I really want is my face on you.
Don't push it. I'm trying to be amenable to all your ideas.
All right.
That you'll forget about over the weekend. Cy Sperling. Who's Cy Sperling?
Cy Sperling is the guy from, I know this, he is the guy from Men's Warehouse.
So it's close. I feel like that's pretty close.
He is the guy who says, you're going to look great.
I guarantee it.
No.
I actually think that guy's name is like George Zimmerman or something.
Yeah,
isn't
that's
the same
right.
name as the guy who shot the kid?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's right.
So yeah, I'm not right?
No, but you're
very close.
You're right on the right. You're on the right track. The guy's got a tagline. He's on TV. He was on TV all the time. We should show him a picture. That's all.
Is he an author?
No. And it's not Rod Sterling, the guy who.
I don't know who this is.
Cy Sperling is the founder and client
of the Men's Warehouse.
Of Hair Club for Men.
Oh.
The Men's Warehouse for Hair.
Let me see. Oh.
There he is.
How old is that ad? Is he a really old man
it's
now?
It's old. I want to say it was like in the 70s and
80s. This ad is from 86.
Oh, 86. Yeah, he is, has passed away.
Oh.
And so that is why we're mentioning him today.
86, I wasn't watching a lot of TV, and I wasn't worried about having hair.
Yeah.
I'm still not worried about having hair, but I didn't think about it at all then.
TV legend Cy Sperling, for us older people. Did you guys know Cy Sperling?
I remember the commercials, yeah.
Crystal does, but not JD. All right.
Did he have hair when he died?
Well, he had his weave, I'm sure. So let me just tell you a little bit about Cy Sperling, because as I read about him this morning, I thought, first of all, I did not know exactly what Hair Club for Men was all about. His whole thing was he went completely bald, and he, you know, one of those like Friar Tuck looking guys with just a little over the ears around the back, full chrome dome. And he was like, I don't want to wear a toupee anymore. So he came up with this thing. I guess he knew a hairdresser who did this thing where they took a thin piece of mesh and they would glue it to your head.
Oh, no.
They'd glue the stuff right down there. And it was, you know, porous. So if you had hair could grow through it. But then they would weave and attach real hair from donor piece. So it was not like synthetic hair or anything. But it looked like real. It looked like your hair-ish. And I think you could wash it. It wouldn't come off. You know, it was like
I think
glued
that's
down.
My boss when I worked at La Costa Resort for a minute.
Shame.
He was in the 50s. He was a bodybuilder on Muscle Beach.
Oh, really?
Like he was a real exercise guru guy. There were pictures of him, you know, with Jack LaLanne doing the.
Sure.
But when I worked for him, he was in his 80s and he had one of those weaves. I think this because
Hair Club for Men.
We would always catch him. It was itchy and it was driving him crazy. And he needed a pencil to scratch in between the weaves. So we just used to be like, oh, God, what must the top of his head look like?
What must it smell like?
I mean, he's I don't always know how much scratching his that. Head with a pencil, like the tip.
It's like when I have hair dye in, I have to take a chopstick and just hold it handy because it's like, ugh. You want to get the hair dye all over you.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's what you do? You use a chopstick?
I have a handy tip. It's right there in my drawer of things that I use in the bathroom.
Huh.
Oh, there's my chopstick. So I can relate to the pencil for sure. Because he probably didn't want to sit there and scratch it because now he's going to pull all the hair. I don't know what the weave is about,
he had to be very
about,
careful.
Right?
I know that that was a thing, that he needed a pointy-tipped item to get in between the...
Yeah. So this guy founded Hair Club for Men in 1976, Cy Sperling. He was losing his own hair. He got sick of wearing toupees, and he started it with $10,000 in credit card debt because he opened a salon, basically. And they were saying that he opened up the salon, and it went crazy. Madison Avenue. He used a hair weave technique that he learned from a stylist to do this thing with a nylon mesh cap glued to the person's scalp, allowing their hair to go through it, and then additional matching hair purchased from women was woven into the mesh. And then within a month, the thing took off. Like, he had so many clients. And then he started advertising. They say that the spots ran 400 times daily on late night TV. They cost $12 million a year and generated 10,000 calls a month.
And did he die a very rich man?
Let's see. He retired in 2000 after selling the company for $45 million.
Oh, he did. Good for him.
So, yeah, he must have, let's see. So, well, 20 years later, he has passed at the age of 78. And they say after a long illness. So he died on Wednesday. So rest in peace, Cy Sperling, and to all the people whose hair you fixed, you know, congratulations, everybody with an itchy scalp. I just thought it was funny because those ads were everywhere when I was a kid.
You like, remember them?
Oh, yeah. You must remember them.
I'm telling you, I didn't watch a lot of TV as a young person.
They ran at night, and you'd see them like you watch on Letterman or something, or infomercials overnight.
Here's a more recent picture of him.
All right.
Hey, looks good.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Looks pretty good. It's fashionable. His hair looks fashionable. Of course, you can get the latest updates, I'm sure.
Right.
So, president and client. Joaquin Phoenix is in the news today. Remember at the Academy Awards and he was like, can we rip the children from the mother cow?
He got me. I'm telling you, I haven't had cow milk. I finished what we had and I'm on almond milk. Malk.
Well,
M-A-L-K.
Malk. He did not wait long to, I mean, I think... We heard that after the SAG Awards, he went to that pig comforting ceremony as the pigs were being led to slaughter. And then he has actually just saved a mama cow and a baby cow. He visited a slaughterhouse run by Manning Beef in Pico Rivera, California, the day after the Oscars. And he sat down with the president and CEO of the company. The guy's name is Anthony DeMaria. Or DeMaria. I don't know. And it led to something. He saved one cow and one calf. All the other ones.
Did he pay for him?
And it doesn't say.
Okay.
The two butted
heads.
That's
that guy's.
Yeah, I know.
That's I mean, I can totally see where Joaquin's telling his rap, giving his story, and then the guy's like, yeah, except this is what I do.
So they say that they had, that the conversation was contentious at first. But then Phoenix and DeMaria found some common ground, and the actor helped L.A. Animal Save. That's the name of the group that I guess was trying to do this. Liberate a mother cow and her newborn calf, another little girl cow.
Good.
Little baby girl cow. Joaquin carried the baby. You can see him carrying the baby cow away from the holding area where she was born onto a trailer with her mother. They're now going to be able to live and grow together at a farm sanctuary location in northern L.A. County. They now have names. Phoenix named the mama cow Liberty and the baby calf Indigo. Joaquin said, I never thought I'd find friendship in a slaughterhouse. But meeting Anthony and opening my heart to his, I realized we might have more in common than we do differences. Without his act of kindness, Liberty and her baby calf Indigo would have met a terrible demise. And he went on to say that animal rights activists like him will continue to fight for the liberation of all animals who suffer in these oppressive systems. He's happy about this minor victory. This is the fifth set, mother and child, of cows saved by LA Animal Save. Of course, they want to save many, many more. And here's the part about, so after the SAG Awards, he didn't go to the after parties. He headed to a slaughterhouse where he comforted trucks full of pigs on their way to be killed. So sad. Joaquin joined dozens of protesters who congregate there twice a week. They call their demonstrations pig vigils. Thank you. And he also reportedly convinced the Hollywood Foreign Press to serve an all-vegan menu at the Golden Globes. Mm.
He got me. I'm telling you, I'm not doing it anymore. I'm done. There's no milk in my house.
Here's something else
here's
you shouldn't
holding
do.
Up.
Oh, let's
a little
see.
Calf.
Oh, little calf.
Putting little him baby. In the... Her or him in the trailer.
Good for him.
Adorable.
Yeah. Look, that one calf is saved from that.
Way to back up what you say. I mean, if you're going to do a speech like that and then go out and do that, then I'm proud of you. I'm happy for you.
Now get animal rights tattooed up your arms like a good little animal activist
should.
Do
not.
Who is that, Moby?
Yeah,
that's
that? Moby.
Yeah, that's good. You see vegan right across his throat. There's a guy the vegan police are going to get. this is something else that you shouldn't do. You ever pole vaulted? You ever use the pole, plant the pole, use the pole's arc to knock you up over the top?
No, I have done the high jump,
mm-hmm.
which is different. And what is, I got it, the Flawsberry flop?
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with the Flawsberry flop.
Someone out there is going to correct me. It's something like the Flawsberry flop.
Okay.
The Fosbury?
Fosbury?
F-O-S-B-U-R-Y.
It's the jump you use when you do the high jump, but it's not a pole vault. It's the one where you go, I believe it's the one where you go backward.
Oh,
like
right,
that.
Yeah.
Right. Do you jump off of some kind of little springboard or something
to
get yourself over it? You have to actually get your ass up and over however far the thing is.
Yes. So I've done that. I've never done the pole vault.
Well, listen, pole vaulting, even as I'm watching this, a bad thing happens. This is not a good story. It ends well, though. Don't worry. Everything's fine. The guy lives. But even as I was watching, I was like, God, I'm actually surprised we don't hear about more horrible accidents happening during pole vaulting. Watch the video. Take a look at this video and describe what you see. It's just a guy pole vaulting.
Guy, no shirt, super short shorts. Oh, did it get him right in the ween?
Right between the eggs.
Okay, so, oh boy. Look at that video.
But even, so he goes up, he's over the top.
Super in shape, dude. He's really pole vaulting, too. This is not some
No, that's got to be, what
rookie.
Do you think that is, 15, 20 feet?
I don't know. Easily, 15 feet.
Oh, boy. So as he comes down on the other side, the pole continues forward. Can you guys see it in there?
He's supposed to throw it the other way, I imagine.
I guess so, right? I mean, that would make sense that it would sort of fling off and go behind you. Instead, it goes forward, and he meets it on the other side. He's up and over. He has accomplished it. Play it again so that the studio audience can see it.
Does he slide down the pole?
No, the pole pops out, and then he just falls, cringing and screaming, I'm sure.
Oh, so there's no, it doesn't.
You can
it
see.
It doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
Enter.
But it doesn't. But okay. As I looked at that and the angle, it's like, I'm amazed that doesn't catch more people under the rib and stab them in the heart. Like, that actually looks like the most horrible thing. So this guy, his name is Zach McWhorter.
Hey, Zach. How are you?
And he says, I could see right into my scrotum, bro. Which is probably the last thing you want to be able to say after doing a pole vault. 21 years old, having a pretty typical training season at the BYU track.
So he tore it. It tore.
Mm-hmm. He was recording it to post on TikTok.
Uh-huh.
Because that's what you do.
Right.
And disaster struck. At first, it seemed like a standard jump, but his pole didn't fall the way it's supposed to, and it essentially impaled his scrotum. He told BuzzFeed he was immediately rushed to the hospital by his father, where he needed 18 stitches. He says that he only has a scar from the incident. As far as permanent damage, he says, one day we'll find out if they function or not. So who knew that you needed a cup for that sport? But isn't that fun? What fun, right? There's something to not do this weekend.
It doesn't make the news often.
It doesn't. Pole vaulting in the news today. What's coming up in the news that's real?
This isn't real. It's an either or for you. I'm curious what you take.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.